My dad got me. He alleged fluke providence. He didn't have to retain Perry Mason or bribe Jew judges. We were both relieved and gratified. The murder went unsolved. I dodged the issue of my guilt and breezed through a season of adult solicitude. Nobody blamed me. There, there. Isn't he brave and cute? Alas, no. Summer 58 unfurled smoggy and powder blue. I stalked girls at Lemon Grove Park. I stole a chemistry set, mixed powders randomly, and sweetened my potions with Kool-Aid. I watched the Criswell Predicts TV show devotedly. Criswell was a fruity guy with a cape. He foresaw the future and spoke portentously. He exemplified the shuck of self-confidence. I studied him and honed my act under his boob tube spell. The mighty Elroy has decreed you will drink this sacred elixir and disrobe. The caustic chemicals outwafted the Kool-Aid. No girls put their lips to my cups. I dodged Murder One indictments again. Credit me with avant-garde panache. My shtick dramatically preceded the Jim Jones massacre. A nearby Five and Dime sold various brands of X-ray eyeglasses. I stole them all and tried them on and got nil results. I bopped out to the Andrews Hardware store. They sold infrared binoculars for night hunters. I was a skin hunter. The binoculars were expensive and too big to swipe. I aimed them at female patrons and saw my clothed prey in a red haze. A few women laughed and patted my head. Aw, isn't he cute? Alas, no.